Welcome to the Novo Nordisk Medical Education Podcast Series, a series designed to support healthcare professionals across Ireland. This podcast is funded by Novo Nordisk, and the speakers have received financial remuneration for their participation. Today's guest is Stephanie Byrne, a practice nurse based in Waterford, who will speak about the assessment of patients during a chronic disease management visit. Your host is the National PRO of the Irish General Practice Nurses Educational Association, Sonia Corrigan.
I'm with Stephanie Byrne again today, a fellow general practice nurse, and this is our second in our series of podcasts discussing chronic disease management in primary care. Thank you, Stephanie, for joining us again. Following our first conversation, which was extremely informative, at this point, we're all set up and we're ready to start seeing patients. Could you talk us through a little bit of the practical part of the CDM visit? And you might refer, if you could, to the division of labour, I suppose, between GP and general practice nurse, because there's a little bit of confusion around that as to whether one should be doing one part of it and one should be doing the other. And perhaps you might refer to the care plan also.
Hi, Sonia. Thanks so much for having me back for part two of our podcast. I appreciate it. So the first part of our podcast, we were talking about how to get set up for chronic disease. And we're now actually ready to have a patient sitting in front of us and provide a structured chronic disease management to them through our care protocol on our GP management system. So as we've mentioned earlier in the podcasts, chronic disease management, it's more a structured way of providing care to our patients via the GP practice to help manage their chronic disease. So patients will see both the nurse and the GP twice a year. There's two visits in a structured 12-month period, and these can be 4 to 6 months apart. So you might have a patient that is perhaps going on holidays or that, and you might want to bring them in a little bit earlier. So it allows to see patients a little bit earlier, but not sooner than 4 months apart. Generally speaking, a lot of times we get asked, okay, who does what and how do we break up? Because it is really a multi-approach to managing our patients' care. So I suppose generally speaking, what would happen is that patients would come into the nurse first. So this can take a little bit of time to iron out when you're first getting established with your chronic disease management, because perhaps your patient has been in with the GP and you might be doing things a little bit backwards. So they've seen their GP and now they're back in to see the nurse. But the great thing about the chronic disease management program is that once you have your cohort of patients and they become more established, so they almost get used to coming into you twice a year. So they know, okay, I'm actually going to see Sonia in January, and then I'm going to see her again in July, and she's going to do my diabetic bloods and she's going to check my blood pressure. And what it does is it streamlines their care a little bit easier through the GP. So they're not having bloods done erratically. There's more of a structured approach. That takes some time to iron out. You know, going from a less structured approach of managing our patients into a full structured approach takes some time. So I suppose that's an important thing to kind of mention to nurses and GPs, that if it's not happening, don't stress, keep going. It takes a little bit of time. Patients get there, you know, they'll start to learn that they come in twice a year and the average time that they come in, and they'll start to know when they get their bloods done and that, and it does become more streamlined. It just takes a little bit of time. So the nurse will primarily be responsible for collecting a lot of our baseline data. So this would be updating the patient's weight, height, calculating their BMI. We would have a little feel of their heart rate, do an up-to-date blood pressure, and we also check their waist circumference, because as we know in primary care now, we're really getting interested in waist circumference, particularly in chronic disease management, how waist circumference size is intrinsically linked to our chronic diseases and that. So the nurse would primarily collect this baseline data, and that gives us a good idea of where your patient is at compared to where they were 6 months ago. So has their BMI increased? Has it decreased? Are they hypertensive now? Has their blood pressure settled? So we kind of get a good idea of where our patient is sitting. We also collect a lot of health data from our patient. So smoking status, alcohol consumption, and physical activity are three core elements of chronic disease management that we're really interested in as nurses and GPs. So we really want to understand, is our patient still smoking, the alcohol that they're consuming, and also what is their activity sedentary levels? So all of these are really important factors in managing a person's chronic disease. Obviously, we would like to get to a stage where our patient is non-smoker, reduce their alcohol intake, and obviously reduce their sedentary levels and increase their physical activity. So by gathering this information, we can kind of direct our education towards the appropriate areas. So there are three kind of very important health data points that we collect as part of the chronic disease management. Third thing then that the nurse would do is we perform phlebotomy. So as part of chronic disease management, a patient would need bloods within the last 3 months if they have been previously in with their GP or the phlebotomist within the practice. You can use bloods within the last 3 months. If not, we update the bloods at the nurse assessment part of the chronic disease program. So this would traditionally be a full blood count, urea and electrolytes, an LFT, perhaps thyroid function and lipids, and then obviously a HbA1c, because we're really interested in pre-diabetes, diabetes with chronic disease management. We also perform an ECG at the initial visit when they first come into you. This provides us with some kind of baseline data on ECG status, so that if their ECG was to deteriorate over time, we have a baseline from when they were first registered onto the program. So an ECG is built into the registration part of the program, and then as required then throughout the remainder of the chronic disease program. So if you have a patient that is coming into you that has atrial fibrillation, so that's their chronic disease, they're seeing you every 6 months and they're perhaps reporting more palpitations, they're reporting chest discomfort to you that's increased, you would obviously repeat the ECG at the chronic disease management, but it's good to have that initial one from the registration visit completed. The next part of the assessment part for the nurse is the completion of an individualized care plan. So this is built into our care protocol and it combines preventative care with patient education. So as we talked about in our first podcast, we really want the patient to go home and self-manage their chronic disease. So we're really looking at educating patients to take ownership of their chronic disease to prevent any deterioration in the future. So this will be individualized for every person. So you might have a gentleman that comes into you that's very active, you know, has a very good diet. Obviously, that education would be different to the education that you would give maybe somebody that came in that had more of a sedentary lifestyle, that had a poorer diet. So the care plan is very individualized as to the person that's sitting in front of you, just so that the patient can get the most benefit out of going home and managing their own chronic disease. We also look at vaccination status given our current climate. We have a little look at flu, pneumonia vaccination status, and then obviously if the patient has had their COVID-19 vaccination and whether that is or isn't up to date. The last part of the assessment that's really important is that we do what's called an ASCVD, so that's an atherosclerotic cardiovascular risk score. So this is also called a Q-risk score, and probably just for the purpose of this podcast, it's known as this on our software system. And I think we'll just call it the Q-risk score. We do that for all patients in chronic disease. And for our patients with atrial fibrillation, we also do a CHA2DS2 score. But I'm actually going to go into those in more detail in a little bit later. But it, as a whole, that is the nurse element of the assessment. So you have your patient in front of you. You're going to assess them physically. So that's their BMI, their heart rate, waist circumference, blood pressure. You're going to collect that lovely health data from them. So are they still smoking? What's their alcohol intake? What's their physical activity levels? We're going to have a little look and see, do we need to update their phlebotomy? We're going to have a little look at their vaccination status coming into flu season. Have you had your flu jab? Is your COVID vaccination up to date? And we're also then going to have a little look at their individualized education that we need to give to the patient. So in a nutshell, that would be mainly what the nurse would undertake as part of her assessment. Then what we do in our practice is after we have completed the nursing assessment part, but we would book our patients in for a couple of days' time to go and meet with the GP. So this allows for, if I've completed phlebotomy, it allows for a couple of days for those results to come back from the lab. Then the GP would have those results available to them when the patient comes in a couple of days later. So generally speaking, then when the patient goes and meets with the GP a couple of days later, they would review the blood profile that I've sent off to the lab. They would have a little look at the updated baseline and health data that I've collected. So they'd have a little look, has the BMI gone up or down? Is their blood pressure stable? And then obviously, because we'd complete an individualized care plan, if there was any issues that the nurse, you know, felt needed to be flagged to the GP would review these as part of his or her checkup. A core element for the GP as in CDM is a medication review. So our patients with chronic diseases are on more than likely several medications. They may be in primary care and they may also be involved in secondary care in the hospital where medications are being altered. So every 6 months, it's really important for the GP to undergo a medication review while they're renewing their prescriptions to make sure that we can limit the amount of polypharmacy for our patients, particularly when we're looking at chronic disease management, because we're looking after patients that are on several different types of drugs. So that's a really core element that the GPs would engage in every 6 months. And then obviously, if we needed any referrals done, so as part of your phlebotomy, maybe you've completed a BNP on your patient and you've noticed that it's elevated, they need an echo, the GP would then, you know, refer to the appropriate services based on the initial nursing assessment and what is or isn't flagged. So in a nutshell, that's chronic disease management. It's work that's always been completed within GP care, but now in a more structured approach. So it can sound a little bit daunting, but really when you break down the logistics of it, it's work that the nurses and doctors have always been doing day in and day out. So I think it's just learning new ways for us best to manage this cohort, you know, in line with the more structured way of providing this level of care.
Okay, thank you for that. A couple of very quick questions I just wanted to ask you. The ECG, is there a retrospective time on the ECG, as in they've had an ECG 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago? How soon would they need to have another one done?
So ECG is completed on everyone at registration. So I suppose that's an important one to make. So upon registration onto the program, it's important that every patient has an ECG. After that, then it is as required. So within our practice, we have policy in place whereby patients over the age of 65 have their ECG renewed every 2 years. And then patients that have known atrial fibrillation have a yearly ECG. When patients come in to see me with atrial fibrillation, I'll just have a look at whether I did their ECG 6 or 12 months ago. So over 65s, we do that are non-atrial fibrillation, we do every 2 years, and or as required, obviously, if somebody's coming in and they're complaining of increased palpitations, of course.
Okay, and my last question I'm interested in is the care plan. How much time do you devote to the care plan? There's also a facility for printing out a care plan. How often do you do that?
As part of the chronic disease management program, a question that you would ask patients is if they would like an individualized care plan. So, and there's an option of ticking yes or no on this as part of it's built into your care protocol. A lot of my younger diabetic patients that are really want to control their HbA1c and I suppose really get on top of their diabetes, I'm noticing more since the age limit dropped that a lot more are honing in to have their individualized care plan and have it printed, and they'll bring it to their next appointment 6 months later and that. So I suppose it's patient preference. It's not something that is forced upon the patient. So generally it will go in line with the education that you're providing. So it's a question I always ask my patients, you know, perhaps when I'm performing phlebotomy and as, you know, as a form of distraction, I'll say, you know, will we go through an individualized plan for you for the next 6 months on how we can improve your HbA1c, or is there anything that you're particularly worried about as part of your diabetes, as part of your heart failure that you'd like to discuss? And you'll either get a yes or a no, and you can kind of document that appropriately. So it's great in that it's individualized for patients that just would like to come in and, you know, have their bloods done, have their blood pressure recorded and come and see the GP. It's not forced upon them. And then for your patients that want to take a more of a proactive approach, obviously I would dedicate, you know, at least 10 minutes of nursing time to going through that individualized care protocol with them.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie, for providing those insights into the CDM assessment. That was really fantastic. And I have more questions than we have time for. So I think we leave them for another day. But thank you very much.